Fran Marza and her husband Aaron Carson are the masterminds behind several popular Auckland cafes, including Winona Forever in Parnell, Barbarino's in Avondale, and Sugar at the Chelsea Sugar Factory in Birkenhead. Their new book, Feed Me, showcases a range of recipes for meals and sweet treats. And on our 9 to Noon webpage, we have links to a gluten-free chocolate cake, Torta Caprese, also a dark chocolate rocky road. Fran and Aaron, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. And look, a big day, I guess, for the industry, working so hard to keep things together as best as possible. You'll be looking forward to the chance to have people through the doors again in the not-too-distant future, I hope.
We were just at our restaurant in Avondale, Barbarino's, at the moment, trying to measure out the spaces between each table so we can get the correct amount of people in. So that actually involves removing quite a lot of tables, so it's fairly interesting.
It's difficult, I imagine, for the smaller venues particularly, but it's going to be all about the number of people you can have in versus revenue, isn't it? That's the other big calculation that's happening.
It certainly is, yeah. And it's, you know, you want to get as many bums on seats as you can, but when you're forced to reduce that number, the equation sometimes doesn't actually work.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's going to be a reality for a number of places. Let's look at the first thing that occurs to me is you're wonderful at naming places. And what is the story behind the cafes and the naming of each of them?
Well, I think we have a love of music and art, and we just love having a laugh, really. And so that side of it for us is something we really enjoy. It's just it comes very much straight from the heart, and it comes quite easily, actually. And I think it's you know, if there's a vector where Fran and I intersect, it's that area where we find that the same sense of humour and the same thing kind of entertaining, as well as having quite, you know, different approaches to it. So coming from a different angle from it, but finding a good common place that we land.
And Sugar's fairly self-explanatory, obviously, at that revered venue, the Chelsea Sugar Factory.
That was interesting. Even calling it Sugar was interesting because there has always been a little bit of, well, recently more of a backlash towards sugar. But we just thought, you know what? I mean, sugar in moderation is great. And, you know, in baking, it's incredible. And we just wanted to sort of celebrate that with the name rather than trying to, you know, hide what it was.
Well, you're a pastry chef, Fran, so, you know, you're at the good end of the meal as far as many people are concerned. But this is a busy business life. It's a busy family life as well. And, you know, the approach to the recipe book was driven by what? What's its philosophy?
Well, I think for us it's just, you know, after doing this for, well, 10 or 11 years now, we just wanted to really document what we've done in the Auckland cafe scene and put those recipes down to record them. Because for us, you know, the cafes have been a lot about community. So, for instance, when we started off in Avondale, back probably closer to the last recession, you know, we opened up in a disused petrol station, basically. And there wasn't any cafe around at the moment that had, at that time in that area that had any community whatsoever. So we opened it up and we just got to know all the neighbours. People came from everywhere and it gave people somewhere to go. And obviously, you know, we produced, you know, good quality food that people loved and at a decent price. So, so for us it's been about bringing people together and community. So that's what the book is. It's a representation of, you know, the multiple sites that we've done over the years. And mostly they've been in neighbourhoods as well. So, that's what it is.
We tend to put everything we have into each project, and it's a little piece of us. So the book was really important, as Fran said, to document that. And each one is completely different and tailored a little bit to the community which it operates in. And, you know, each has its own personality. You know, Major Tom over in Albany was completely different to Hello Friends and Allies and Epsom. They're all their own individual concepts and menus and, you know, their own design and brand elements.
The fit-outs and start-up costs can be astronomical, though. And did you open about five, I think, within a space of a year or so? Did you go a bit mad at one point, Aaron?
Yeah, we did, actually. We had never had two operating at the same time, I don't think, and then we did five in 1 year. But we just decided that we had a vision for what we wanted to do, and we thought, let's go for it. And we kind of just believed in the fact that if we believed in it and we were creating great food and a great atmosphere, that people would, you know, respond to that. And that actually turned out to be true. So, yeah, we did. We did go a little bit mad, and we opened restaurants and cafes and all around the place a couple of years ago. But it was fun. It was a great deal of fun, and it's also very rewarding setting something up from scratch in an area where there is nothing, and then seeing a kind of little cosmos kind of created around it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you'll be depending on those cosmos. Many hospo and outfits at the moment, they are already with people endeavouring takeaways. It's going to be use it or lose it for a lot of people, isn't it, during these difficult times? And maybe when that's when the small, suburban, much-loved venue might have the advantage in some ways.
Well, we've been open since last Wednesday in Avondale, trading contactless and for takeaway, and it's been really heartening. The people have come and really supported it, and they want it. You know, it's not just supporting it. They're just so keen to have something other than their own cooking, I guess, in some cases. But we were just discussing it this morning, actually, you know, doing the P&L and looking at what we've really turned over and what we've made. And we're certainly not out of the woods yet, and it's a matter of actually for us getting the doors open and trading and seeing how we go and just trying to make the best of it, because the alternative is not opening and sitting at home. So it's not actually working for a lot of people, I'm sure. Looking at the numbers and looking at the fact that if you're licensed, you're not selling alcohol, suddenly all your numbers are done based on selling the full range of what you offer. So when you don't, that changes things dramatically. But it's about getting in there, being there for the community around you, and just trading and trying to make the best of it and seeing where we land.
Fran, we must get into the recipes. Thank you very much for them from the new book. The Torta Caprese speaks to your heritage, I imagine.
Yes, well, I'm pretty much obsessed with Italian baking. I think the Italians use, a lot of nuts and different alternatives to flour and sometimes a lot less sugar. Their cakes can be quite dry because they're made for dunking in a coffee or sometimes in an asti spumante, which is quite interesting. But, definitely the Torta Caprese is something that we serve at Barbarino's, and it's, very moist, flourless cake. It's beautiful. So, yeah.
Do you want to talk us through just not the entire recipe, but the most important parts of making this beautiful cake?
I think take your time. That's always a big one. I think with this sort of a cake, you want to just make sure you follow the recipe exactly. And using, good quality ingredients. And, for me, it's just, I think with baking in general, it's making sure you have a lot of the right equipment. Like a teaspoon that you get out of your drawer to stir your cup of coffee with is different to a measuring teaspoon. And so my suggestion to people is always to make sure you have the right equipment right from the get-go. Have scales. Don't substitute baking powder for baking soda. I mean, they look the same, but they're not the same. One goes up and one goes out. Use the right flours. A plain flour is a soft flour for cakes and and other cakes might require like a bread flour, but make sure you got your flours right. And the right sized cake tins, for instance. Otherwise, if you've got a cake tin that's too big, you're going to have a flat cake, and then it's not going to be that great. So for me, it's all about making sure that you get all your ingredients ready, take your time to do it, get your oven all organized, get your tins ready, and put a bit of love into it. And you'll get with baking, it's what you put in is what you get out at the end. If you try and rush it and just chuck stuff in, you'll just end up with a disaster because baking is a bit of a science. So, yeah, that's what I would say with that cake. Just take your time and do it well. And actually, you can leave that cake for a good couple of days and it just gets better. Like even after 3 days, it just keeps getting better. It gets more moist. It's beautiful. And just serve that with a bit of mascarpone. It's beautiful.
Good chance with it lasting a couple of days, a couple of hours would be more like it.
Yeah.
There's a dark chocolate Rocky Road recipe too there. And just finally, feed me. Is it dessert focused? Is it all three courses? What's the range in there?
Yes, to be honest, it's probably, I'd say, only 40% baking and 60% to do with the cafe. So it'll be everything from breakfast to brunch, a little bit of mealtime in there, but pretty much all the popular dishes that we serve in the restaurant, from, you know, the French toast to even kimchi scrambled eggs. You know, there's crab benedicts in there. There's, like, all sorts. So there's a really big variety. So it's not just sweet. There's, like, a lot of savoury in there, including all the salads and the cabinet food, the pies. So there's a real eclectic, you know, mash of different things in the book, I would say.
Thanks, both of you. Well, I hope people would prefer you cook for them for the next wee while and they get along in numbers. Thanks so much, Fran Matza and Aaron Carson. The book is Feed Me, telling the story of their many popular cafe innovations in Auckland, including Winona Forever in Parnell, Barbarino's in Avondale, and Sugar at the Chelsea Factory, Sugar Factory in Birkenhead. Those recipes, the link's on our webpage.